No, I don't remember any of our, as when I was younger, having the hoods on the jackets. Now, when my children were being raised, we could get jackets with hoods, and I... A jacket with a hood. No, a parka, I think of a parka as a real heavyweight coat and a hood. But it is the same. My dad had a felt hat. And it, the older it got, the better it fit him, and the greasier it looked.
Now, was that a cowboy hat?
No, he wasn't one that went into cowboy hats. It was one of the felt hats with probably about a 2.5-inch rim.
Did he ever wear straw hats?
I think he'd get one once in a while, because I can remember him going to the hay field for putting up hay with a straw hat, but it was shaped the same.
Nice.
As his.
So, no way was it a cowboy hat?
No, my father never did go in for the cowboy hats. Now, I have a brother that's all he ever wears, so.
That's interesting. Now, in the kitchen, women wear, I guess they still wear them to keep themselves clean.
On aprons.
No, they're different kinds.
Oh, yes. You can have a fancy apron or you can have a plain apron. And I never saw anyone do it, but I've read of ladies that would wear the fancy apron and then put the plain apron over the top, so if company come, they could quick, like, take off the big apron, so they look real pretty. Uh-huh.
Were there any that would come up higher?
Oh, almost always. The fancy aprons might be waist aprons, but the other aprons were a bib type. Apron.
And open in the back, I guess.
Uh-huh, and tied in the back.
Mm-hmm. I see. And what would men or women wear around their necks? Or
a scarf?
Okay, now are there different kind of scarves or different names for those?
I've heard it called, and in our family we didn't, but some people would call them mufflers.
Mufflers.
And that would be your heavy-duty scarf that they were speaking of.
The term bandana or neckerchief, or is that something else?
No. That I didn't even think of, because Dad didn't use that either, but many of the people that I grew up with, they were, particularly if they were working stock and riding and being a lot of dust, they would have the bandana around their neck. It was to protect the dust from getting there, and if it got too bad, they would pull that bandana up over their nose so they wouldn't breathe all
like
that.
An outlaw.
It was a real purpose for them wearing it, you know. It's turned into just a fancy dress thing, but that wasn't the original.
Was that a different size than a scarf?
Yes, these bandanas were always square and pretty cheap in those days.
And the material was?
It was a cotton material, and with a bright print to it, you know. Red and blue is all they ever were, all I ever saw till maybe 15 to 20 years ago. Now they're any color.
What about to blow your nose, you use a
handkerchief?
Any other term that they might have for that, for a handkerchief?
I've heard it called a hanky.
Work shoes. Were there different types of work shoes that people wear winter and summer? You mentioned a little about the shoes you had for going to school.
Mm-hmm. They were always high top shoes with laced. I mean, I think that I probably had an ankle type shoe, but Dad and the boys had 6 to 8 inch tops.
Anything you make here is yours.
I don't think they even made them in those days.
This particular project.
When did those first start sneaking in?
Now, this particular